It's important for you as a warning forecaster to be able to identify a storm's convective mode, ordinary cell, supercell, or multicell. That way you get a good idea of how the storm is likely to behave and how to warn for it, including its expected severe weather hazards, motion, and evolution. Let's go back to basics and review a truncated definition of these three convective modes. An ordinary cell is the most basic component of a convective storm, consisting of a single main updraft that is usually quickly replaced by a downdraft once precipitation begins. Ordinary cells are especially observed in environments with weak vertical wind shear and typically have lifetimes of 30 to 50 minutes. Ordinary cells are the primary component of multicell storms. A supercell consists primarily of a single quasi-steady rotating updraft, that is a mesocyclone. It typically has a very organized internal structure that enables it to propagate continuously. It may exist for several hours and usually forms in an environment with strong vertical wind shear. Supercells propagate in a direction and with a speed other than indicated by the mean wind in the environment. Such storms sometimes evolve through a splitting process, which produces a cyclonic right-moving, with respect to the mean wind, and anticyclonic left-moving pair of supercells. Supercells comprise a spectrum, but are often subcategorized based on the extent to which their mesocyclone is wrapped in precipitation as revealed by their radar and/or visual appearance. The subcategories are low precipitation, high precipitation, and classic. Supercell radar characteristics include an inflow notch, reflectivity max displaced closer to the reflectivity gradient, weak echo region or WEIR, bun-weak echo region or B-WEIR, echo top displaced over the gradient, WEIR or B-WEIR, mesocyclone and hook echo. A multicell is a cluster of ordinary cells and or supercells at various stages of their life cycle in close proximity to at least share a common precipitation area and cold pool, as denoted by a gust front. New cells are generated primarily either by low-level convergence along a pre-existing boundary or by lifting at the leading edge of the system-scale cold pool that is produced by the previous cells. The cells move roughly with the mean wind. However, the storm motion usually deviates significantly from the mean wind due to discrete propagation, that is, new cell development, along the gust front. The multicellular nature of the storm is usually apparent on radar with multiple reflectivity cores and maximum tops. Lifetimes may be several hours.